Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have an animal playing some kind of musical instrument. You have your cat, Millie, there.
Yes, we do. And she's getting a little bit bored, actually, so I'm hoping that she'll play the piano for you.
No, you say play the piano, she's just going to walk along the keyboard.
Well, what happens is she's not...
You know, then, she's going to sit down and play Roll Out the Barrel. I'm sorry, this morning I'm walking into a brick wall.
It depends if she's in the right mood, actually, because she's a bit of a fussy one.
All right.
She's one of these Siamese type things.
Before you start...
Yeah.
In all honesty, because I know a lot of people have been squeamish out there and saying, I'm not getting my animal on the air to play a musical instrument, but in private, when we're on our own, everyone tries something like this with their animal. I know when my dog is hot in the summer, I hold a harmonica near his panting mouth, and you can just hear the faintest of wheezing. And I think, well, that's great. A harmonica near a dog's mouth and his panting, it will play it to some extent. Now, you have your cat there.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of keyboard is it?
Well, it's a very posh piano, actually. It's called a Weber.
Well, basically,
she's not allowed in the sitting room because of the piano.
Oh, no. What's more important to you, the cat or the piano?
Well, you want to talk to my flatmate about that one.
Okay,
yeah.
So, the cat's not... But today, special dispensation, the cat is now going to walk along the keys?
Well, I'm going to try and get her to play, because what happens is, as soon as she's allowed into the room, she goes straight to the piano. So she doesn't go anywhere else, goes straight to the piano.
Right, okay.
So, but she has been sat in here for a while, so I'm just going to see if she'll do it.
Well, if not, just kind of, you know, put her on the keys.
Right, tell me when you're ready.
Oh, but we're ready.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, off she goes. Well, she looks very grumpy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a cat playing the piano. More, please, just a little more.
Okay,
more.
Millie, we need to do that again for us. Hey, darling. Millie, come again. Oh, that's bad enough.
All morning we've been asking, you're the very first person, Joe, to ring in, and there's not a lot there. It's plain just a cat walking down a key. The cat wasn't aware of it. The cat was absolutely unharmed, and how much pleasure did that give, the cat along the keyboard there? So thank you very much.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You say the cat always lusts after getting into the front room.
Yes, he does, yeah.
And have you sometimes heard in the middle of the night that kind of noise we just heard?
Yeah, well, actually, it's funny you should say that. Yes, we have done once.
Yeah, go on.
But he lived in Dryer Lane.
Blowers in Dryer Lane. Yay! Mr. Blowers from Dryer Lane. Again, I know you've got... If I were a postman, if you had to send a telegram there, they would never deliver it, would they? You would have said, OK, I've got the message here, happy 40th birthday from all at work, and who's it to? To a Mr. Blowers. Mr. Blowers, where does he live? In Dryer Lane. Oh, go away. Get off the line, you and your practical joke.
Hold on. He had a cat called... He had a cat called Humble.
Tumble.
The dryer's cat was called Tumble. No, the Blower's cat that lived in Dryer Lane was called Tumble.
The Blower's cat who lived in Tumble. No, run it by us again.
Mr. Blower's, who lived in Dryer Lane,
had a cat
called Tumble.